You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. You've probably been hearing a lot over the last several months about the challenges migrants face, their grueling journeys of hundreds or even thousands of miles by train, car, and often on foot. And then there are the legal challenges they face when they get here and try to cross the border without documentation. But what about the people who start the trip and never finish? What happens to them? New York Times reporter Simone Romero recently spent time with a group aimed at helping these kinds of migrants and their families. The group goes by the name Eagles of the Desert.
They're based in Southern California, and they're almost all immigrants themselves. They've been doing this work for the past 6 years. They go out once a month, and they often drive hundreds of miles into really remote parts of Arizona, where hundreds of migrants have died in recent years.
The people who do this work, do they have any experience? Do they have medical training?
Some are military veterans. One of the volunteers that I met was in the Navy for several years, so he was very well trained as an EMT, which comes in very handy. On occasion, the Eagles of the Desert, they've actually found migrants who are alive and suffering from severe dehydration. For the most part, though, these are just working people. Some are gardeners, some are maids, many are construction workers, and many made the crossing themselves, either as children or as adults, so they know how punishing and challenging this journey can be. Some of them have actually found their own relatives out in the desert. The founder of the group, Eli Ortiz, he found his brother and his cousin in one search in 2009.
Had either one of them survived? Or
both were dead. Oh, wow. It was an incredibly traumatic moment for Eli. It remains a defining moment in his life, really.
Is that how most of these searches start? The Eagles of the Desert, they may get, you know, some kind of word from a family member, hey, I'm concerned, I haven't seen my uncle, my brother, my sister, my cousin. Do you know where they are? Can you help me look for them?
They actually plan each of their missions meticulously. They have a Facebook page, and so people contact them through that page. They get about a dozen queries a day.
Wow.
Saying, you know, my father, my mother, my uncle, my aunt, my brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, they set out on such a date, and we know that they made the crossing in this rough area, and they never arrived. What's really interesting is that the Eagles avoid any explicit definition of their politics. All of them have their own views on immigration or on political developments of our time, but they really emphasize results. So they know that they need to work with the Border Patrol to organize their missions. And they also sometimes need to, you know, gain intelligence and information from smuggling networks. They have satellite mapping. They use GPS. They're very well organized, I found.
You spent a day with them in the Southern California area. What was it like?
When we set out in the morning, temperatures were already close to 100 degrees. We drove past wildfires, which were scorching surrounding areas. One of the members actually succumbed to dehydration and collapsed while we were on our search, and he had to be revived by another volunteer with EMT training and actually carried out on a stretcher.
On the day that you went out with them, they were searching for somebody in particular. Who was it?
This was a man by the name of Adrian Luna. And he had gone missing about 2 months ago. His brother had contacted the Eagles and said, listen, I have a rough idea as to where he was left by his group. And it turned out to be this area, federal land, BLM land. It's a common route for migrants who are crossing from Baja California into California in the United States. We went out with Adrian's brother, Rafael, and quite honestly, I did not expect us to find anything. It was just so vast and forbidding. But these are people who have a lot of experience in doing this, and one of the volunteers actually picked up the scent of what turned out to be human remains and discovered the body of Rafael's brother. And this poor man, you know, who saw his brother there on the desert floor, just began wailing and collapsed. the volunteers, each one of them walked up to Raphael and talked to him and embraced him and helped him to get up off the ground and to keep going. And they ended up closing out the day by putting up a simple wooden cross where the remains were found. You know, they asked the police officers who were called to the scene after the body was found if they could put that cross up, and the response was really telling. The officer on duty said, you know, of course, I can't do anything about that. This is public land, and to be honest, there are crosses like that all over this desert.
That's reporter Simon Romero. He covers immigration and the U.S.-Mexico border for the New York Times. And you are listening to KCRW.